Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aster Industries Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Desa.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to Aster Industries Q3 and nine-month FY24 analyst and investor conference call. We have with us today Mr. Arvind Singhania, the Chairman and CEO, Mr. Girish Bahl, Business Head from SBU, and Mr. Saurabh Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the floor open for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect has been included in the invite earlier. I trust you have a chance to go through the financial documents, proper documents of financial performance. I would now like to invite Mr. Arvind Singhania to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Arvind.
Thank you. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Gavin, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I have alongside with me Mr. Girish Bahl, Business Head, Film SBU, and Saurabh, our Chief Financial Officer. I will briefly talk about the key business highlights, post which Saurabh will walk you through our financial performance. Our performance for the quarter is largely reflective of the strain across both our businesses. While temporary disruption in domestic demand-supply dynamics has impacted film business performance, the ongoing inflation worries in the U.S. have halted the growth momentum of specialty polymer business. Film business has seen acute pressure in realization and margin post the commissioning of new facilities, which has dented the performance of our peers and industry at large. As far as our financial performance is concerned, our revenues for the quarter on a standalone basis stood at 204 crore, with an EBITDA loss of 1 crore. Moving on to individual businesses now, starting with specialty polymers. While we have seen volume for the business somewhat sustained, it continued to trend below its historical levels. The reason for the deceleration in business momentum is largely owing to the challenges grappling the U.S. economy, the main market for the business. Volume for the quarter stood at 558 metric tons as against 405 metric tons in the corresponding quarter last year and 599 metric tons in Q2 FY24. While the realizations are stable across products, volumes remain under pressure compared to expectations. Sales of our marquee products, MB03 and innovative PBT, have grown resilient. We have started seeing improvements in volume from Q4 FY24 and expect this positive momentum to continue to improve. In terms of marquee products, MB03 volume for the quarter stood at 153 metric tons as against 143 metric tons in Q3 FY23 and 179 metric tons in Q2 FY24. Q3 FY24 volumes for innovative PBT amounted to 314 metric tons as against 74 metric tons in Q3 FY23 and 185 metric tons in Q2 FY24. Profitability for the current quarter, though, was impacted by a one-time inventory write-off and adverse product mix, the combination of which significantly dented our margins as well as for the business. As many of you may recall, this business is largely IP-protected, and as such, the threat of heightened competition doesn't arise. The softness in the business is largely owing to the demand uncertainties prevailing in the major markets. We are hopeful that the demand and subsequently the volumes and profitability of the business will revive maybe after a couple of quarters as the U.S. economy starts to recover. Our focus remains towards harnessing our R&D expertise to infuse innovative and captivating products. As I mentioned before, we have already started seeing a major uptick in volumes for specialty polymer in Q4 of FY24, and we expect to come back to normalcy within the next two to three quarters. We remain positive and confident of the medium and long-term profitability and growth prospects of the business. Shifting focus to our film business, as highlighted in our previous conversations, there has been a surge in excess capacity in the market resulting from the commissioning of new production units. Although demand growth remains robust, with domestic demand increasing at a rate of 11%-13% annually and global demand at 5.5%-6% annually, supply has exceeded demand by a significant margin. This imbalance has triggered a chain reaction of declining prices and margins. Our overall volume for the quarter stood at 19,781 metric tons, comprising of 12,816 metric tons on a standalone basis and 5,975 metric tons at a subsidiary level. We believe that the pricing pressure will continue at least in the near term. Our efforts till then will be to direct it towards enhancing efficiencies and improving product mix by increasing the share of value-added products. On a standalone level, we have seen our share of value-added products comprising 24% during the quarter. We are also working on new products that will enable us to improve profitability and mitigate the effect of adverse market scenarios. We are also focusing on containing costs and strengthening our cash flows. To maintain healthy liquidity, the company is raising 99.9 crores through preferential issue of equity shares. This strategic move will enhance company's ability to meet its short-term and long-term obligations. In conclusion, despite potential challenges in the short term, we are confident that both our businesses are strategically positioned to seize the underlying demand in their respective markets and generate value for the shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Quarter 3 FY24 earnings call. Let me quickly walk you through our financial performance, post which we can commence the Q&A session. Starting with the revenues, on a standalone basis, the same stood at 203 crores as against 237 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, lower by 14%. The reason for this degrowth, as mentioned by Arvind, pertains to excess supply in the film business and recession worries in the US, the key market for our specialty polymer business. EBITDA for the quarter stood at a loss of rupees 1 crore as against rupees 30 crores generated in quarter 2 FY23. Lower realizations in margins in the film business coupled with adverse product mix for the quarter in specialty polymer business led to a lower profitability and margin for the quarter. Loss for the quarter stood at 16 crores as against a profit of 8 crores garnered in quarter 3 FY23. Lower offset coupled with weaker realization resulted in loss for the quarter. Moving on to the performance of Aster Filmtech Limited, our wholly owned subsidiary, revenues for the same stood at rupees 74 crores with a better loss of 14 crores for the quarter. In terms of volume, quarter 3 FY22 generated 6,964 metric tons as against 5,975 metric tons generated in previous quarter. EBITDA losses were largely owing to lower utilization levels and the stress in film business prevailing currently, and adverse foreign exchange fluctuation of rupees 8 crores on reinstatement of euro-denominated term loan. This is a non-cash accounting entry having no impact on the cash flow. With time, we are confident that Aster Filmtech will contribute positively to the overall growth of the business due to its low operating cost. As mentioned previously, the plant is expected to generate revenue worth 500 to 550 crore upon achieving optimal utilization. In summary, we would like to reaffirm that although the immediate future presents challenges for both the businesses, we maintain an optimistic and a confident stance. We are committed to overcome these obstacles and propel our business to their full potential in the medium to long term. That concludes my opening remarks. We can now commence the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nitesh Dhoot from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, how do you propose to utilize the proceeds of the preferential issue?
So this is basically to shore up the cash flow and ensure that we are able to meet all our obligations towards repayment of interest and principal largely, and also to be able to, through equity participation of equity in subsidiary, and also to be able to meet the, to fund the losses.
All right. And sir, secondly, on the value-added portfolio in the packaging films business, so your presentation says that it's 24% in Q3, What exactly are these value-added, products here? Any special films or, whether it's higher margin, and how is the contribution likely to increase going forward?
These, there is a very long list of products. Very difficult to explain to you the list in detail, but we are continuously increasing. These are, some of them are online produced products, some are offline coated products, some are metallized and coated products. There are various lists of products that we are doing, and a lot of them are very, very high margin content. It's very difficult to give you exact lists, and we would actually refrain from doing that on a public platform.
Sure, no worries. That's helpful, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Singhania ji. Namaskar, team, for a very detailed presentation and also opening remark. Sir, coming to the preferential allotment, therein it is being mentioned that a commitment of 24 crore 90 lakh rupees from yourself, Arvind ji, and then the mention is about Modi Rubber promoter group. Would like to understand, in the shareholding pattern, we are not able to recognize Modi Rubber. Is Modi Rubber the same listed company which you are talking, sir, here?
Yes, that's right. It's a listed company. They were never shareholders before. They're a new shareholder. They will become a new shareholder after allotment.
Okay. They will be clubbed as promoters? Any relation with the existing promoters?
Yes, they will be clubbed as promoters.
Okay. In the non-promoter category, sir, we have two entities. First is by the name of Mr. Kamlesh Jain Shah, and then it's RJ Corp. RJ Corp is again that the listed company, I think so they have a.
No. RJ Corp is a holding company for Varun Beverages and Devyani International, owned by Mr. Ravi Jaipuria.
Ravi Jaipuria. Okay. Sir, just wanted to understand their commitment from the Jaipuria Group and Modi Rubber to take interest, or what is the roadmap ahead? It may not be only to fund your cash flows or the losses. What's the trajectory going ahead? If you could just elaborate in detail.
Yeah. It is not just to fund losses. Basically, they see a lot of value in the business going ahead, and they recognize that this is a short-term problem which has been in the film business being created by overcapacity. All the investors who have come in are seeing long-term value in the business. Mr. Ravi Jaipuria, through RJ Corp, has done a full due diligence. Modi Rubber has done a full due diligence. Mr. Shah has done a full due diligence. They have all come to the conclusion that there is a long-term value in the business, including myself. I'm putting in money myself. There is a long-term value in the business, and therefore, to demonstrate our commitment to the business as well as to shore up the cash flow, this investment is being made.
Okay. Just a small point once again. For Mr. Kamlesh Jain Shah, can you give the background, which industry does he belong to or?
He runs auto component business.
Okay. Any listed space he's also or is he unlisted?
Non-listed. He's done it in his personal capacity.
Okay. Then coming to the point that generally in case of allotment, 25% is what to be paid at upfront, and the balance 75%, we have a window of 18 months.
No. This is a full 100% payment through preferential allotment, and the entire allotment will be done within 45 days, approximately.
Okay.
It's not warrants. These are not warrants. These are full 100% preferential share allotment.
Correct, sir. Thank you for correcting me here, sir. The entire money will be coming up before March 31st, 2024. That will shore up the reserve.
Hopefully. It could be one or two days here or there, but otherwise, the target is before March 31st of March.
Mr. Kapoor, this is subject to regulatory approvals from the stock exchanges as well as the shareholders' approval. We have to follow the process, and as per our estimate, we should complete this by March 31st, but obviously it is subject to regulatory approvals.
Now, sir, coming to the operational performance. Firstly, for our subsidiary. Therein, sir, it has been mentioned that foreign exchange loss to the tune of, I think so 8 crore is because of, I think so, restatement of loan. Other than that, sir, इसे cash loss mention किया हुआ है 22 करोड़ का. So, if you could make a this is what we are burning or depreciation element is also here?
It's including depreciation.
Okay. This is the cash loss we are incurring, 22 crores.
Oh, no, Mr. Babu. So, the total profit before tax is 28 crores, which includes the foreign exchange interest of around 8 crores, and then you adjust for the interest on the EBITDA portion, and accordingly, you can arrive at the cash loss.
Okay. And what are our utilization levels for the Klimtech unit?
Sorry?
What are our utilization levels for Aster Klimtech?
The utilization levels are around 50-60%.
60%?
Yeah, 50-60%.
Okay, and for our unit at Khatima, the mother plant, how was your utilization?
About 75-80%.
Okay, sir. And sir, if you could give us some color on how the raw material basket is currently shaped up for the quarter and the current price trend?
So, see, in our line of business, raw material cost is mainly pass-through. And as I've mentioned in the previous calls also, the raw material prices are pretty stable, and there is no concern as far as the prices are concerned. So the last 1 year, there's not much movement in the raw material prices.
Okay. Can you give the breakup, sir? So what are the current price trend for PTA, MEG? Do you have the numbers with you?
No. We can't reveal exact pricing for confidentiality purposes on top public platform.
Okay. Right. And sir, in one of your competitors also spoke earlier about cutting down of capacity to rationalize the price trends and also to reduce losses. So are we also continuing?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Sir, we have heard on another call that one of your competitors is also planning to curtail its capacity, lower down its capacity, so as to reduce losses. So going ahead, taking into account the current business environment, are we also emphasizing on the same path?
I don't understand what my competitor is doing. I have not heard anything. I cannot comment on anything what my competitor does.
Okay, sir. So we are looking to maintain these capacity utilization levels at 75%.
Capacity utilization levels will keep improving with the improvement in demand.
Okay, sir. Right. Okay, sir. I'll join the queue for my follow-up. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us for the earnings call today, and we look forward to welcoming you for our next earnings call, which will be for the year ending FY24, which will be sometime in May. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Aster Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.